Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I'm feeling nervous to record right now. I don't know why. Can we just take like a deep breath together? Maybe because I'm wearing tight jeans. It feels like I can't breathe. Like, why am I? You know what? I'm going to unbutton them. We're just being so real right now. But, like, why the heck did I decide to wear tight jeans sitting here recording my podcast? Okay, much better. Now I can breathe. Man, we're just getting really real. We're just opening up right here while I open up my jeans. That's so gross. Anyway. That's just making me think. I'm sorry, this is starting up completely unhinged. But I'm laughing, thinking about how Max's sister Chase and I, sometimes when we're out to dinner and we eat so much food, we literally, like, if we're in high-waisted, like, tight jeans, we'll be like, oh my gosh, we can't breathe. And we, like, will unbutton the top button of our jeans. And Max is always like, ew, you guys. And we, like, sit there with our belly. Anyway, good times. Happy August, you guys. I cannot believe it's August. We're here. What the heck? The summer is flying by, and it actually will make me sad if I think about it, because literally, where is summer going? Like, I really can't think about it, knowing that in like 30 days it's going to be September and it's going to feel like fall, and I'm just going to be so sad. Extra sad because you guys know I bought a house here on Cape Cod in May, and it just feels like June and July went by with a blink of an eye, and when August is over and then September, Max will go wherever he's playing hockey. Still, the update on that is there is no update. You guys will be the first to know, I'm sure. Everyone's going to know all at once. I'm sure we'll be like posting on social media and stuff, but we have no update because he hasn't signed anywhere yet. So we don't know where we're going to be in the fall, but we'll figure it out, I'm sure. I hope. And yeah, that's going to be September. It's going to be like mayhem, moving somewhere new. Brody and I will follow him there at some point. But now that I have like my own home, I feel like I could see us staying here later into September, maybe even beginning of October, and like not be in a rush to move wherever for the hockey season with Max. But also, I'm sure when he leaves, I'll be sad and have FOMO and want to go. So yeah, it also depends where he ends up, right? If it's somewhere like not that fun or like really fun or like really good weather, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm feeling really chatty. Clearly, I'm going way off the rails of my notes here. I'm like, what was I saying? Oh yeah, happy August. Also, happy Wednesday. Well, it's Wednesday for me as I'm recording right now. It's Friday for you guys if you're listening on the day this is posted, because you guys know I always post on Fridays. But if you're not listening on Friday, I just hope you're having a good day, okay? Any day, any part of the day, if you're like on your morning commute to work, wherever. I love listening to podcasts in the car. Why am I yawning? I'm drinking a coffee so that I'm not supposed to yawn. And it's literally 5 p.m. I'm drinking a coffee and I'm going to freaking yawn. But yeah, I love listening to podcasts, like any podcast in the car, on a walk. So whatever time of day, what are you guys are doing? I hope you're having a good day. And I hope I didn't just make you sleepy by yawning. That was rude of me. You guys probably caught my yawn. Actually, that reminds me, in a podcast before where I yawned, I was like, wait, did any of you just yawn? Like, can you catch a yawn through hearing someone yawn, like audio? Or does that person have to be in person? Like, do you catch someone's yawn because you like visibly see them, or because you hear? And I got so many DMs being like, oh no, I caught your yawn. Like, I think it's just if you hear it. So anyway, again, I digress. You guys loved my last episode, my advice episode. I love that I got so much positive feedback, and I got a couple DMs being like, wait, can you do another advice episode and talk about this, or can you talk about that? And I just love that you guys value my opinion, because one thing about me, like I said in that episode, is that, yeah, if there's something about me, I'm always going to have an opinion. I just be like, I'm very decisive. I'm very opinionated on most things. You know, sometimes I can be like, oh gosh, I don't know how I feel. I got to like think about it a sec. And like, I don't know, specific circumstances, you know what I mean? But for the most part, like especially relationship advice, I'm like 99% of the time, I'm like, I know the answer. Focus on you. Do your thing. Be independent. Be a girl boss. Like all those things, like just, you know. I just always have that vibe, like I was saying, of like being your independent, autonomous person, living your life on your own terms, being like strong-minded and willed when you want something and speaking your mind and like meaning what you say and saying what you mean. And yeah, I just feel very like passionate about that, clearly. So I can do more advice episodes in the future. And I also figured if we had time, bonus time at the end of this episode, I could get to some of the ones that I didn't have time to get to last episode. So yes. And also in my last episode, I was talking about how I was about to go to Montauk for the weekend, and I can't believe that was like almost 2 weeks ago now, like a week and a half ago. It was so much fun, you guys. So a little like recap. You guys know we always catch up. And I feel like I used to say, like, you know, at the beginning of every episode, I say something I'm happy about this week and like a quote or idea. And now I'm like, you know what? No, I like my flow of a little intro into this episode. Oh, which I didn't even say. As you can tell by the title, this episode is just going to be how to not feel behind and know that you're on your own path, right where you're supposed to be. We're going to be talking about all things like that. I got a DM that inspired this episode, and I feel like a lot of the advice questions kind of lead back to this. And also, like, comparing yourself to others clearly goes very hand in hand. I feel like I've talked about that before, but I feel like that is such a common thing that people struggle with and want to hear advice about. So yes, as I was saying, oh, and then after I do like intro, catch up, then like what I'm happy about, happy quote or idea, then into the episode to finish that thought. But back to what I was saying, went to Montauk. It was so much fun. Literally a blast, you guys. And I just feel so happy that we got to spend so much time with Danielle and Brooke and Clara and Katie and all the people there. And I don't think I even realized till we got there just how many of us there were total. There were 14 of us, because it was my four girlfriends and then like boyfriends and other friends and friends, mutual friends, Max and I. And it was literally a blast. We went to this place, Talia, I believe it's called, in Montauk. And it was like the most fun we've had all summer. Like the videos we saw were like spot on exactly how it was. Like, you have the most delicious dinner, and it's like such a dark, clubby atmosphere. Reminds me so much of places in Boston are like this, where it's like a really dark, vibey restaurant that like turns into a club. Or like, if you guys know Marielle in Boston, you eat dinner upstairs, and it's such a vibe, like such a special occasion type of vibe, and so fun for like birthdays and stuff. And then you go downstairs into the basement, and it's like the club with the tables and the DJ and all that. And so Talia reminded me of that, but instead of like going into a separate club room basement type thing, you literally, guys, you have dinner like in the club, basically. Like, it feels like the club. Like, you're having dinner and you just stand up on your chair, stand up on the booth, stand on the tables whenever you want, and just dance around like crazy. There's bottle service and smoke guns and champagne and crazy music and fun waiters, and it was just a blast. Like, I posted so many pictures and videos of that. It's like my new personality. Everyone's like, Gretchen's in her having a lot of fun era, having too much fun. But it was literally a blast. That was Friday night. And then Saturday night, we had hibachi at the house. I am so happy we got to do that. I think Brooke found out about it. She was on like a bachelorette trip that did it. And she was like, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. Found out they do it in the Hamptons. And so we just had like a at-home hibachi night, and he came with like the whole setup, the grill, all the food. We got to like put in our order ahead of time, like, oh, I want to do the steak or the chicken or whatever. And it was literally a blast, like such a highlight. Every day was so much fun. Did Soul Cycle, went to the best coffee shops, Jack's. I think Jack's is in East Hampton. And then Left Hand in Montauk is so good. Oh, I said we went to Soul Cycle, shopping in East Hampton, like just the best weekend. And I feel like I have been having the summer of so much fun, too much fun on the weekends. I'm like, can I scale back the drinking a little bit? And I feel like I have, because it just makes me feel like garbage. And in the moment, it's like, I feel amazing. I'm having so much fun. And the next morning, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not okay. So yes, turns out you can still have a lot of fun, even if you're not going to drink that much, which we all know. But sometimes, you know, when there's like bottle service and stuff, you get carried away. So yeah, I feel like I've been scaling it back because it makes my Monday or my Sunday a whole lot better. Then that weekend, and then shortly after that, this past weekend, we also were away. Started it off in Newport, Rhode Island, and then went to Westerly, Rhode Island, because we stayed with Max's sister Chase. Her boyfriend is from Westerly, and just stayed at like his family home. And it was so fun to explore. It's like right next to Watch Hill, Rhode Island, I believe it's called. And that is like the cutest area with the cutest shops. Like, I feel like we've just been in our exploring New England era this summer, going so many different places for the weekends. Like, we had that weekend in Nantucket, and it was just so fun going to the different shops, doing shopping, like sightseeing, trying the new coffee shops. And also, fun fact, which is so cool about Watch Hill, which I learned when I was there, is that is where Taylor Swift's house is. Like, I guess she probably has multiple homes. Like, that's weird. She probably has like a ton. But one of her homes is in Watch Hill, Rhode Island. And I was thinking, it's kind of funny how it's like almost less secluded than you would think it'd be. It's very private, but I would think she would be fully like off on some road that's like hard to get to, away from like the main stuff. But literally her house, you guys, is like, I'm sure a lot of you have been to it, or if you haven't, like if you're driving around like the main area in Watch Hill, and like all these homes are along the beach, and then there's like hotels and restaurants and stuff like that. And then you just like drive right by her house, like it's on your right when you turn the corner. She's like on the corner, and it's just like this big gate, and it's like 24/7 security, no trespassing, like all those signs. And there's always like guards, obviously. Like, I think there was like, we could see a car probably with like guards in it when you drive by, and you really can't even see the house because it's like so set back. So it is very private and very secure and everything. But I'm also like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I would think she would be like literally way out there where like no one can come find her. I don't know. I feel like people were telling us that people like scale the rocks on the beach and try to climb up to her house. Like, I cannot imagine that. It's like too famous. I would be like scared. Well, I guess I wouldn't be scared if you have like armed guards around you all the time, but I don't know. That's just like a lot. It's like, what a stressful life in some ways, but also glamorous and fun. But like, I don't know, you know? Anyway, those are my thoughts. But it was cool driving by. And like, when you're driving up, you can kind of see over the house, like in front of it, like her chimney, but you can't really even like see the house at all. But yeah, it's crazy how like everyone just knows that she lives there. I guess people like see her around town, so then they just like find out. But yeah, it was so much fun. And we had a lot of like home-cooked meals, like home-cooked, like homemade Caesar salad, which I need to attempt my own here because it's like so good. And we went to like yummy restaurants, and I'm trying to think of the one. It was called Cafe. Like, I want to say it was just called like the Cafe, which is so vague, but it was like the best dinner ever. And then Junk and Java was like the best coffee shop. Oh, and Sift in Watch Hill was so good. I'm like telling you guys this if you know, or maybe if you're from there, you do know. And I just realized how little I know about Rhode Island and how little I've been there. Like, I've been to Newport and Providence, but like, that's it. I barely even knew there were like beaches there and stuff. So yes, that was so good. Why do I feel like I was trying to say somewhere else we went there for food? Like breakfast or something? Yeah, I think just Sift. Oh, and then we got like breakfast sandwiches at I forget what it was called. You guys know what I'm talking about. Like, sandwich company, whatever. Just, you get the vibe. Just like a beachy breakfast sandwich, dinner, sunshine, shopping, coffee weekend. Then what else do I have for you guys? Recently, we saw the Barbie movie, and it was so good. I'm really happy Max and I went to go see it. I Don't know if I would recommend it, like, for the boys. I'm really happy Max saw it. I'm like, you sit here and you watch it. No, it's not, like, too girly, but it definitely is very, like, feminism, which I just loved it. It felt, like, so empowering watching that movie and so, like, just opens your eyes. Like, I just love her perspective. I don't want to, like, give away spoilers, but I just, it's, like, such an interesting perspective. Barbie's perspective, because it's basically like, spoiler alert, I guess, that she comes into the real world and sees what the real world is like versus what she thought it would be like. And okay, really spoiler, skip ahead like 30 seconds, but basically, I guess I am giving spoilers. She seems kind of like, no, she definitely is disappointed in kind of where she thought the world would be with, like, not even equal rights, but just like how prevalent patriarchy still is. And she's like, how come men like run Mattel, like the Barbie, the company that owns Barbie, obviously, and created Barbie. And how come, you know, like, men are in all these high up positions. And she's like, you know, in Barbie land, the president's woman and like the Supreme Court's women. And so it's just like so interesting to see her perspective. And she thinks girls are going to like welcome her with open arms and be like, you've done so much for us. You showed us we can do anything and be anything we want to be. And instead they're like, you've ruined everyone's lives. You create like unrealistic beauty standards. And she was like so sad. So yeah, it's such an interesting movie. And I feel like such a good movie for especially young girls to watch. It just felt very like empowering seeing Barbie land and stuff. Like, I know it's silly, but it just had such like deep meaning to me, at least I thought. I feel like everyone would agree with that. So yes, I loved that. I loved, loved, loved it. It was so cute. I love Margot Robbie. Obviously she's perfect. So that was so good. Also recently, you know what? I felt empowered by the Barbie movie. So guess what I did? Actually, this might've been before I even saw the Barbie movie, but, going with the theme of empowerment, I did so many home projects by myself, you guys. I was so proud of myself, and I got some comments being like, you go, girl. And I was like, yeah, you don't need a man. I always say that, Max. I'm like, I don't need a man, but I just like a man and like having him around, and we spend good times together, but I'm like, I'm not relying on you. Peace out. I'm independent. I'm doing my own thing. I can light the grill on my own and use the level and hang the mirror and like, you know, I'm in my empowered era. I'm saying I'm in my era for everything. But no, seriously though, it took me like probably 3 hours because I was trying to do a good job on my own and I just got really impatient, and I know Max would have helped me and we could have done it together, but I just feel like he's been training a lot, like gone all day long at the rink, lifting, skating, and then he'll like go golfing with his friends or in a golf tournament with his dad. So I'm like, you know what? And then he gets home and he's obviously clearly exhausted. So I'm like, I'm just going to do this myself. And I was really proud of myself with these two heavy freaking mirrors. And I had to find the stud in the wall. I was like, please, 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 oh, please let there be a stud in the center of the wall. I am not trying to do the drill and the drywall anchor and stuff. That is such a pain. I didn't want to mess that up. And I was like, I just want to use like a big wood screw in the drywall. And I lucked out. There were studs right where I needed them to be, you know, like wood on the other side of the drywall, if you don't know what I'm talking about. And I hung these big wood screws by myself, like centered these. And I literally don't know how I did it with that, those mirrors. I feel like we're like 50 pounds. They were so heavy hanging them by myself. They might even be more. I should look it up. But yeah, like centered it on the wall, right, like just at the right angle, use the drill, level everything like that, and then hung two other pieces of art that were like pretty tricky, which you guys teach me so many things, and I just need you here in real time because you guys were like, Gretchen, like these two pieces of artwork that were tricky for me was because they had two hooks on like either side, and I was like, okay, this one's like extra tricky because I have to have like two nails or like hanging things in the wall, if that makes sense, like two hooks on the wall, but like perfectly level, perfectly at the right distance for these two hooks, for these two pieces of art. So it took me a while. And you guys were like, actually, girl, I think those two little hooks on the back are for you to buy your own metal wire and like thread it across the back. And you know, when it has that wire, it's so much easier because you just have like a nail or a screw in the wall and you just hang it and you can level it off of that. And you only have to do one instead of two. And I'm like, wow, that would have been good to know in that moment. And I mean, I would have had to go buy metal wire, I guess, but I did it, and I'm proud of myself, okay? Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about AG1. You already know I've been taking AG1 for years now, and it's just the best daily nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. It helps my gut health and digestion, my immune system, increase energy, and so much more. I also just really like the routine of taking it first thing when I wake up every morning. It really just starts my day out right, and it's one scoop of powder mixed with water. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients. I remember the first thing I noticed when I first started taking AG1 years ago was that it would give me an energy boost throughout the day. It's hard for me to keep up with the supplement routine that comes with a bunch of different products, which is why AG1 is so nice since it's been such an easy habit to incorporate into your life. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/happyhour. That's drinkag1.com/happyhour. Check it out. Now let's get back into the episode. Also, my last era that I'm in is I have fully been in my bespoke era. It is a fitness studio, if you guys haven't heard of it. And definitely didn't start here on the Cape. There's like multiple locations, I think just in Massachusetts, but I want to say it started like in Wellesley or like outside of Boston. I know there's one in Wellesley and Southie. There might be a couple more in Boston, and they do have a Cape Cod location. And I feel like it's one of the only fitness studios on Cape Cod. And there's definitely probably more, but I feel like that's one I've heard of the most and the most like me vibe, with like a bunch of different type of workouts. Like they have spin and strength and infrared heated yoga and HIIT and like all this different type of stuff. And it's just like so nice in there. Just like, I don't know, like definitely like luxury group fitness. You guys get the vibe, like similar to SoulCycle. And I don't know what took me so long to go. I think I was always like, oh, it's like really like 40 minutes away from where I live. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of like a hike and like traffic in the summer. And then I was like, Gretchen, stop complaining and being a baby. Like, you love this type of stuff, just go. And I went, and they actually had this like intro offer that was like it was so good, you guys. I want to say it was like $50 for 2 weeks unlimited. I'm like, oh my God, sign me up. So I've been going like every day. And now I'm like a week and a half into my 2 weeks, and maybe I'll get like class packs or see if they have memberships or something, because I have been going like, I was gonna say nearly every day, not every day, like I've been away on the weekends and stuff, but like any day that I can. Like one time I didn't get off the wait list, so I couldn't get in like these classes, book out so full. But mostly you do get off the wait list, and like I went yesterday and today, and I'm gonna go tomorrow. So I'll go like days in a row, because I just realized it is like the best start to my day. Now, I just realized, I've always known, like if I get up and I put on a cute set and I get ready a little bit and I go to my workout class and I come back and like get out of the house, especially because I work from home, it is literally the best start to my day, and just have like a moment for me, and I just feel so independent and like I'm doing something for myself. And we're going to talk about all of this again, and it goes with the episode, but yeah, it's been so good. Like yesterday I did their strength class for the first time. It was so good. I was like, I was telling the instructor after, I was like, I need this, because I will not be doing burpees on my own or weighted reverse lunge squat, like all this type of stuff. Like I will not push myself enough to do it. So I like need a class like that, and I am so freaking sore. And then I went to spin this morning, and I'm gonna go to spin tomorrow morning with my bestie Taylor, because she's gonna come down. Which also, funny story, this is worthwhile to mention. If you guys live like in the Boston area or Mass, if they're still doing this offer, you should totally do it. I'm like, not sponsored, it sounds like it is. No, but seriously, do it, because I was like, Taylor, let's go tomorrow morning. All the classes are waitlisted except for this one spin class. There's two bikes, like it's meant to be, let's do it. And she's like, okay, like tell me how I sign up. And I was like, you know what, let me just see, like, because I clicked mine and it says like it's, you know, still included in your unlimited 2-week like offer. And I clicked the other bike and it said like included in your 2-week offer. And I just clicked like book for both of them. And I'm like, wait, what? I didn't have to pay anymore. Like, is something wrong in the system that it doesn't realize I'm booking 2-in-1 class like for a guest? I was like, oh my God, sis, like you don't even have to pay. Like it just is a part of mine. And I was like, wow, what a hack. Like I can probably just bring like unlimited guests. And then I like looked back in the email, because I'm like, I wonder like if they didn't realize, or if you have like a guest pass, and it said 2 weeks unlimited comes with 1 free guest pass. And I'm like, oh my God, I was like dying laughing, because I'm like, I was like, I called Taylor, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think it realized, like should I call them, like I feel bad, or like I don't know, you know. And then yeah, it fully did come with like a guest pass, I guess. So that's funny. But I'm chatting so much here in the beginning, so let's get on into what I'm happy about this week and my happy quote or idea for this week. So basically everything I just said, I I'm just so happy about all of my summer plans. Like I've said, literally every single weekend has been so much fun, and they're gonna continue to being fun, continuing to be fun because we're going to Wisconsin this weekend. Actually, tomorrow Max and I will go to Boston since we fly out on Friday, and we'll just like stay the night tomorrow, which is Thursday. So we'll have like a day in Boston and then go to Wisconsin Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back, and then during the week next week, since my mom and sister are going to be at my lake house in Pennsylvania, Brody and I are going to go. I wish Max didn't still have to like skate and train and stuff, but he's still doing that, so it's just going to be me and Brody on like a long, long drive. So yeah, so many fun things to come. And my quote or idea for this week is such a good one, and it says, "Sometimes we're so focused on our future that we don't realize we're in the middle of what we used to pray for." And this I literally saw like 30 minutes ago from a TikTok I just saw scrolling literally right before I started recording this episode. I'm going to read it again. Sometimes we're so focused on our future that we don't realize we're in the middle of what we used to pray for. And I feel like I've heard this type of quote before, and I love every rendition of it. Basically just saying, like, if you just slow down and look around, you'll realize you're in a moment that you used to dream of, and you don't even take a second to kind of appreciate that or even recognize that. Like, I think back to, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm 26. I'm 26. If you asked me 10 years ago when I was 16, "Gretchen, what do you think your life will look like in 10 years? I swear, I should go look back in like high school when you say, "I'm going to be here in 5 years, 10 years. I swear, you know," and you're always like off, right? When you're 16, you're like, 26, you're so old. You're going to have a family of five. And you like, you know, think that you grow up quicker than you do, I feel like. Because I'm like, oh no, no kids anytime soon for me. But I swear I would say something like, "I'm with, you know, a partner that I love so much, living somewhere that I love, you know, in my dream job with my dream dog who's really fuzzy and cute, and I have so many amazing friends and a wonderful family and these great hobbies." And I'm like, oh my God, like all of that came true. And like, I live such a blessed, privileged life. And it's like, I think we all could use a reminder of just gratitude and leading with gratitude in your everyday life. And it makes it a lot harder to be sad or mad or cynical or upset or compare, because if at the forefront of your mind is always just gratitude, being grateful for everything that you have, everything around you, everything that your life is, you're gonna forget about the things that like aren't going your way, because so much is going your way. Like, you just need to kind of reframe your mindset in that way. And I just thought that this DM, it's really not this DM, this TikTok I'm talking about, so went so perfect with the DM that I got, which by the way is so creepy. I feel like TikTok legit listens to you, but also like has access to all the other apps and information on your phone, because I was just looking at this DM from a girl, and I just feel like this TikTok is so similar to, well, not so, but like pretty similar, and goes along with what she was asking for advice on, which is Emily, shout out Emily, asked for a podcast on how to be single if you haven't been in a relationship. And she also asked how to navigate when all your friends are in relationships and if you feel left out, and just in general advice on being single. Okay, so let's break this down. This really inspired me to dedicate this whole episode to this idea of not feeling left out, behind, not where you're supposed to be, because I think it's so common and something that a lot of people can relate to. It's so normal, but I would like you all to hear my thoughts on it, my advice on how to fix these thoughts, okay? Listen to me and everything will be fixed in your life. But, okay, if you haven't been in a relationship before, is what she's saying. We haven't been in a relationship. Yeah, if you've never been in a relationship, oh my gosh, girl, soak up the singleness. Like, I am jealous. No, I'm not jealous. It sounds so bad. But I just, I just look at being single as such an opportunity, and I like really look back and cherish the moments I was single in my life, and they had such a spot in such a episode and era in my life, if you will. And I just feel like you are single when you are supposed to be single. And it's easy for me to say in a relationship, easier said than done, I'm sure, because like if I was putting myself in your shoes, like never being in a relationship, it depends how old you are too, but I would be looking all over, right, for a partner everywhere, probably more than anything, just to see what a relationship is like what it feels like. However, this is such a special time to focus on your independence. And just think about once you start dating, you will never get this time back. Not to be like really deep, but when, you know, you may like say you're single again in the future, but you'll never have, like you never get to live today again. You never get to do over today or yesterday or this week. Once it's over, it's in the past. So it's like, wow, I'm getting existential here. You need to do all the things that you want to do. And do the things that you'll have wished that you would have done while you were single when you are in a relationship, and you look back and you'll think, why did I waste my time and energy worrying about being single? Because now I'm in a relationship and I wish I did X, Y, and Z when I had nothing but like all the time in the world or less responsibilities on my plate. And really what I think of, if you're single, if you've never been in a relationship, you have, you know, like little responsibilities. Think about one day, especially if you want kids, right? You have a partner, you have family, you have kids, and if you're a parent and a partner, like you are going to be booked solid all the time. You are going to feel like you have a lot less time to yourself. So in this era of your life, you're meant to be selfish and focus on you. And I'm sure, again, that's easier said than done. Everyone's like, focus on you, do your own thing. But like to be specific, especially if there are things that you think of in your head that you would want to do with a partner, like do them alone, okay? Dinner date, go by yourself. Movies, go by yourself. Beach, go by yourself. Starbucks date. Like all these things that I love to do alone, I still love to do alone in a relationship. Like I said, my mornings have been so sacred to me on my own. If you want to go on a hike with your partner, do it alone. And I also think in a way you will attract a partner into this fun life that you're already living. Instead of thinking, because I feel like a lot of us get in the mindset of like, okay, like when I'm in this relationship, it's gonna like fix all my problems because I'm gonna feel loved, I'm gonna love them, and I'm gonna have this like fun partner to adventure with, do all these things. And like that may be the case. They'll definitely add to your life, enrich your life. It'll be fun having this like companionship, right? But at the same time, it's not gonna fix all your problems, and you should already be like living this life that you want to live on your own. Like I said, you have your own life with your own autonomy. Like you have the autonomy to decide what you want to do day in and out, the type of person you want to be, to make your own choices and live your life on your own terms. So just do that already, you know? And if you're filling all your time with your interests, your hobbies, your friends, your family, you're not going to have that much time for a partner anyway. Like I just think about when I was single, my mindset always was like, oh my gosh, I feel so busy as is. Good thing I don't have a partner. I feel like I don't have time for them. And of course, when you find the right person, like the partnership adds so much to your life, you make time for someone that you care about. And now, obviously, I couldn't even see myself being single now. I've been with my partner for almost 5 years. So I just see my life with him. But yeah, thinking back to my single moments, I was just living my best life. And if anything, if I had any regrets, it would be not doing the things I love more because I had nothing but all the time in the world. And yeah, as you can see, mainly I just interpret singleness being such a sacred thing because it's such like an independence thing and time to focus solely on you and no one else. And especially when you're young, like this is the time to have that vibe. And I just really loved, like I said, being single before getting into this long-term relationship. And although I don't think I will be single again, I do find my pockets of almost feeling single, which again really is just independence in my relationship. And I love it. And it keeps us and our dynamic good. I feel like that we both are so independent and so full and whole on our own because I feel like we both really prioritize our own individual sense of like identity, wellness, all of those things. And like I'm saying, my morning routine lately, I think has just felt so good in my soul. And it's because I'm working on me all alone for myself and for no one else. And it literally just sets the tone for the day and feels so much better than anything else I could be doing in the morning. You know what I mean? I just love my alone time in the morning is what I'm realizing. And I love a day where Max and I spend the whole day together, you know, but it also makes, especially being in a long-term relationship, like I was talking last week all about relationship advice, it makes our time together later on in the day so much more special than if we're just like around each other 24/7, you know? Okay, then we get to the second half of how to not feel left out and behind. Let me tell you right now, okay? You are right where you're supposed to be. Repeat after me. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I need to say this to myself. You're right where you're supposed to be, Gretchen, on your own path in life, in your own timeline. And if no one has ever told you that, let me just be the one to tell you right now, okay? You are right where you're supposed to be in life. And just, not to be too preachy here, but please, oh please, stop comparing yourself to those around you. Yeah, this, you know, it's so funny because I feel like I have these opinions. Like I said, I'm very opinionated, decisive, and I feel so strongly about this, but sometimes it can be hard to take your own advice, right? As much as I can tell you to not compare yourself to those around you, I find myself too comparing myself to those around me. So I'm gonna give myself a little pep talk and you guys as well. Stop comparing yourself to those around you. It's not doing you any good, and it's really just hurting you, shifting the focus away from you, right? It's wasting your limited time and energy. And I just think we all will be better off keeping our blinders on, living our own life. Live your own life, okay? According to your own values, on your own timeline. And I think a lot of the time we feel rushed by those around us, friends, family, society, etc. But I think if you're really honest with yourself, I feel like I'm someone that is very in tune with my inner self, and I can like be still and quiet and listen to my heart and what I know to be true, and it can kind of get rid of the fears of comparison. And I'm like, wait a minute, why am I feeling like I need to be doing this right now, or I need to be here, or I need to be in this career or in this relationship or living here or making this amount of money, when I really sit with myself and I think, you know, that actually doesn't like align with my values, and maybe I just have a lot of purpose in my job aside from the money I make, or maybe I don't have a lot of purpose in my job and I'm actively looking for a new job where I feel a lot more fulfilled. It's like we all are on our own path through life, and maybe you're in that season of like, okay, I don't like my career. I'm just like grinding for a second until I can take my next step, or you are loving your career, but you aren't feeling good about like your relationship, and we're all just doing the best we can. And if you listen to your heart, I know that sounds cheesy, but I literally think to myself, like, Gretchen, how do you actually feel? Push aside the opinions that you hear. I have voices talking at me all day long, right? Comments on my YouTube videos, comments on my Instagram, my TikTok, DMs, my friends, my family. I hear this and that yapping in my ears, and it does get to me and it does influence me. And when I really sit still and think, okay, but how do I actually feel aside from that? And what do I know to be true? And what makes me happy? And like, am I doing okay? Am I good? Are other people making me think otherwise? I know I'm like being big, but do you guys know what I mean? Because sometimes it's so overwhelming and you're like, you know what? I thought I needed to do this, this, and this because this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm hearing. But like, I need to just live my own life on my own terms. Like, that is not actually important to me, you know? So you could apply this to the DM situation I got of feeling left out, behind, if like all of your friends are in a relationship and you're not. And all of that aside, I also think if you find yourself not relating to your friends as you grow up, that's okay. I think about how, yeah, especially in your, probably happens in throughout your 20s, probably as you go on into your 30s even more, where I feel like as like a friend group, right? Think of like your girlfriends and your guy friends, all your friends. And as you grow up, you're kind of always on the same timeline, right? Of like elementary school, middle school, high school, college, post-grad is when people start to spread out, right? Like people are moving around. Some people maybe are in long-term relationships. Some people are maybe going through breakups. Some people are single, starting new jobs. You're in this career and you make twice as much as your friends. And some of your friends don't have a job yet. And your friend's getting married and this one's engaged and this one just had a baby, but you're single. And, you know, like people start to really just be in different chapters of their life, which is fine. And obviously, like, you stay friends with your closest friends and make it work. And I also think that's, like, the beauty of friendship is that you don't all stay the same and are always in the same timeline. And you learn from each other and you grow together. And how fun is it to, even if you're not having kids yet, see your friends have children, maybe become an aunt. Like, you know what I mean? I just think there's so much beauty in it. But I know how that can be especially hard if you're feeling behind, left out, comparing yourself. So like I said, everyone's on their own timeline. Stay friends with them. But also I think it's fair to make new friends as you go throughout life. Ones that you relate to more. And I think that'll feel good. So in this situation, if you feel like all your friends are in relationships and you're single, I think it's important to also have single friends because you relate to them. You can go out and have fun with them and be crazy with them if you, like, they have the time to do that and your friends and relationships don't, say they have children, whatever it may be. So I think it's important to have friends you relate to, especially if you start to relate less to your closest friends, but also like still stay friends with them and just keep reminding yourself, this is where I'm supposed to be. And they're on their own timeline in life and that's good for them. And things just always have a way of working themselves out. And a lot of times, now I'm just thinking, aside from all of that, if you are comparing yourself to people that maybe you think you're where you think they're where you want to be, a lot of times, I want to say probably 80% of the time, you're wrong. Because there's probably a lot of things that go on behind closed doors that you don't even know. Like maybe their life looks so perfect, but maybe their relationship isn't that healthy. Or maybe they're really struggling with X, Y, and Z that you don't know about. Or, you know, it's like never as perfect as it seems. And I just feel like with every chapter and season of your life, there is like value and purpose for it to being there and occurring and beauty, and you might as well be really present and soak it up and appreciate this season of your life instead of trying to rush to the next one, because you'll look back and be like, why was I rushing so much, rushing to this? Now I miss, you know, it's like the grass is always greener, and you look back and you're like, oh, and you'll be nostalgic about the time that you're in now that you're trying to rush out. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, I'm scared to relate this back to me, but you know what? We're like 40 minutes in, so let's just be really for real. I hope just my real ones are still with me right now. I'm going to be so real right now, okay? I'm really scared to say this, but here we go. So I can relate to feeling like I'm comparing myself to those around me, feeling like I'm behind, not where I'm wanting to be, things like that, because I'm sure this doesn't really come as a shock to you guys. I feel like I've hinted at it, alluded to it here and there, but I've felt ready for a little bit now to move forward in my relationship and the next step of just committing to one another and being engaged. And that to me is an area where I felt myself comparing myself to others and feeling behind. Because of course your mind, I don't know if any of you have been in like long relationships, right? But I haven't like said this out loud. So, and you know what? I think this will be healing and helpful for me to say out loud. But of course, maybe not of course, but my brain, you know, I'm seeing, especially Summer, everyone on my Instagram, left and right. I know you guys know too. I feel like everyone's saying this is Summer. Literally everyone and their mother is like getting engaged, right? I see a new engagement on my Instagram every day. And I'm so happy for my friends and family that are getting engaged. Although a part of me, of course, is a little salty. And you know what? I think it's fine that I'm saying this because I think I'm just being really real. And I think a lot of you in long relationships can probably relate. And I think it'll almost be like funny to look back at this, hopefully in like, I don't know, a couple months when I'm feeling like I will be engaged. And then I'll be like, oh, Gretchen, that was so silly. You were, you know, worrying or stressing and it was all happening in due time and you need to just relax and sit back and like the advice I was giving you guys earlier, live life on your own terms, do your own thing, be independent, everything's going to work out. And stressing myself out, worrying, comparing myself to others is not helping me. But I think I wasn't even saying what I was trying to say, which is, of course, well, maybe not of course, but my brain goes to when I see people getting engaged, like, oh my gosh, they've only been together if it's less than a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And I'm like, we've been together longer than that. Are we behind? Because that's like immediately what my brain goes to of like the numerical, like, oh, we've been together longer. So does that mean we're behind because they're moving to the next step and we haven't moved to the next step? And it's like, how silly is that? Because relationships are not all, like, the time is not comparable. You know what I mean? I just feel like relationships all move at their own pace. Some are quicker than others. Some are slower than others. And when I was like really feeling this the other day and I was just feeling, letting myself feel sad for myself, which I need to fucking stop, I saw on Instagram at the perfect moment and I sent it to my sister and I was like, whoa. And I showed it to Max and he was like, see, Gretchen, just sit back, okay? Things are happening and you're not going to know anything because that wouldn't be any fun at all, right? And I do want to be surprised. So I can't believe I'm like saying all this. I feel like I've never like been real enough to talk about all of this that's been like in the works for so long. But anyway, I'm sure I'll tell you guys all that after the day comes. But it was basically like a quote Instagram that had like a bunch of like quotes. And one said, oh, frick. No, you know what? I need to find it right now because I want to say it exactly how it said. It's short, but meaningful. Okay, I found it. It's literally so short, but I wanted to say the words right. It says, if you want it to last, take your time. And I was like, oh, I needed to see this. I showed it to Max. I was like, see, I need to just relax. He was like, see, if you want it to last, take your time. And I feel like we've said our whole relationship, there's no rush, there's no rush. But then obviously recently, like buying a house, you know, I felt more like, okay, like I feel like we're both ready. We're like in our late 20s, like, let's go. And he's like, okay, don't rush me. I'm doing it how I want to do it. You know, it's like all up to him. So I, as scary as this is to like admit, but of course, not of course, but that's just like me being very honest. Like the truth is that I have felt, you know, just, I guess like left out when I see other people moving to the next era. And that's something that I feel like I'm like ready for and want. But again, I just need to remind myself like how silly letting myself feel sad at all. And I need to just zip it and do my thing because it's not like it's not coming. Like I know it's coming and I don't want to ruin the happiness of that time and day by like stressing about it so much beforehand, you know? So yes, just like on a personal note, I do relate and we just have to remind ourselves that we aren't left out and we aren't behind and everything happens how it's supposed to happen. Everything happens for a reason, right? And I truly do believe that in due time, you're on your own path, right where you're supposed to be. Everything's happening for you in your favor. Okay. And I'm sorry to say we don't have time for the bonus things I want to talk about because they're kind of like long-winded responses. So just my concluding thoughts here is that bottom line, remind yourself, the purpose of life is to just live. Okay, that's all. Like literally to stay alive, not to be morbid. But just how annoying will it be to look back when we're elderly, right? When we're old and gray and wrinkly, or unfortunate, I should say, to look back and think, wow, I spent so much of my time stressing, comparing, feeling behind. Like all for what? You know, what does that even do? Nothing, literally nothing at all. So focus on you, baby girl, roll with the punches and just do the best you can. Yeah, those are my concluding thoughts. Like also what's helped me thinking about life long-term is also the purpose in life is to live. So a focus should be having fun and doing things that make you happy, and comparing yourself and feeling left out and behind isn't fun at all. And so if you're feeling left out, you don't relate to your friends, make new friends, go have fun with them. Ones that you relate to that can understand you, that get you. And you still have your friends, you know, like the newer silver, the older gold, whatever that phrase is. But like, you just have to keep focusing on you and your well-being and your happiness and know that all the good things are coming your way on their own timeline in due time and no rush. Because also, not only are the people you're probably comparing yourself to, it's not as great as it seems, but if they've rushed through all these fun life stages and then you get to like leisurely go through them at your own pace, they'll be jealous of you. You know, like there's always highlights to each stage. Like if you really want kids and all your friends have kids, but then they probably look at you and are like, oh gosh, she's so lucky. Like not so lucky. Like obviously they love their children. What do I know? I don't have kids. But I'm just trying to say there's like beauty in each season, right? Like I was saying before, because they're probably like, wow, like she has so much free time. I remember when I had that, like she gets to go get a massage and walk on the beach and has time to journal in her workout class. And like my normal is looking a little new and different now and a little less me time. So it's like, just we need to focus on the positives of the season we're in and welcome each season as it comes in our life. And you don't get today back, so you might as well just do the best you can day in and day out, okay? You're on your own path, on your own timeline. You are not behind. You are right where you're supposed to be. One last reminder, since I've said it 1,000 times in this episode, I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.